called order the March 8th, 2022 meeting of the Kenny Armed Forces Armed Services Memorial Board and confirmed that a quorum is present. And we have here tonight Colin Kimball, Guy Green, Artie Foster, Sheree Dalgo, Gary Thompson, Seth Norton, and alternate Shane Uzi. Ralph Finch is not here. And from the city, we've got Rich Franklin, Marty Salido, Ron Mullins, and Kara over there. So we almost got a full house. Okay, we have one request to speak about, right?
If it's not on the agenda, that's fine. Okay. I just was coming to be available on meeting.
All right. Well, is it okay if she just tells us what she's here for?
Yeah, if you we got that down at the bottom of the agenda.
Yeah. What?
We've got it on the agenda for public comments.
Okay. All right. Why don't we go ahead and do that now, and then if you want to leave, maybe you have to stay on that. So go ahead. If you stand up and just tell us what you
I'm Gretchen Adams. I'm the regent of the John Aston Tractor, the daughter of the American Revolution from McKinney. And last month we came and presented America 250 Patriots marker. And so I was just coming to be available for if there's any additional questions or whatever. I brought some additional pictures. They recently installed one that was on a pole, so I have one that's so we can see what that looks like with people by it, if you were interested in that. And I also wanted to just let you know, there is another marker. It's the same marker, but it's a little smaller, and it's able to be mounted on something. If that is more stylistically to what the park would prefer. It doesn't have to be on the pole. So that's the two things I was just coming to share. So.
Okay. All right, so we'll get on the agenda for the next meeting.
Yeah, we'll
probably. And if you would bring what you got, I think we'll be able to vote on it.
Okay.
But from what I've seen and what Colin told me, I'm pretty much for it right now. And we'll take a vote on it next time. We'll talk about it and see where it goes. But that's what we made that park for patriotic stuff like that. As long as it's not commercialized in any way, there's no sponsors or anything like that on the sign, well then I think we'll be able to vote on it. So.
Mr. Chairman, Gretchen's here. Bernadette emailed me earlier today. She was one of the ladies that presented last time. She said you all reached your funding?
Yes. So well, we're like a couple $100.
Perfect. And then I asked her just a few questions that I thought were relevant at the time. Dimensions on it again, if we get those exact dimensions on it. And I wasn't sure if there were any stipulations or requirements from DAR about how it's mounted, or if it needs light on it or it had to be facing this direction, or if there's anything like that, or anything you think of that might be something we need to understand, if there's any mounting instructions or whatever. I mean, we can figure it out, we can get it mounted, but just if there was anything that DAR required.
Mm-hmm.
That we need to be aware of.
Okay.
All right. Okay. Well, thank you very much.
You're welcome. Thank you.
All right. We're going to move on to the consent items. Minutes of the meeting from February the 8th. I guess everybody's had a chance to read those. Give you a minute or two.
I move we adopt the minutes as written.
Aye, sir.
All right. Everybody opposed or for it? Say aye.
Aye.
Okay. All right. The minutes are approved. All right. For our first item of discussion tonight is the Memorial Day program. Now, I know y'all talked about it last week. I don't know exactly what you talked about, but I would say that the program we had last year was perfect. And I don't see any reason at all to change that. And anybody else has anything to add this year?
I've printed out for everyone to hear copies of the program. I'm trying to kind of rack my brain on this. We may have created this, but I don't know that we handed these out. Or didn't. This may have just been a rundown of everything and maybe a sample. But I don't know if we actually printed these and had them handed out. But I think it is a good rundown of how everything went.
Yeah.
And then the planning grid here is just kind of who was in charge of what and getting things. And so really, if you look at the one from last year, the vacation, national anthem, trip to Maryland, if you're available, want to speak again, maybe just, we need new people for that, or we need to find out who can do those things and stuff, right. And then everything else has to be a coordination of the items.
All right.
This one, because we didn't have a speaker last year.
No.
I think you wrote down a speaker, but I think the mayor just said a few words.
Yeah, no, we didn't have a speaker. We had the reading of the names.
Perfect.
Yeah.
Don't
confuse with the mayor. I think the mayor did just basically a statement from the city for Memorial Day, not a speech of any kind.
Yeah, the way it was last year, we had the call to order, and then I did just a welcome thing, welcome everybody there. We had Ron Price do the prayer and sermon for him. I think he was trying to save some souls or something. I don't know. Can you tone him down a bit this year, Gary?
Yeah,
I agree.
We would like to do it at the meetings, too.
Oh, at the meetings, too.
So, is that a direction of continuing with him? Bring him back?
Yeah.
Okay.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, I'm good for that. Colin, can you get over to Gunner and see if they're.
Yep. He sent me an email the other day, wanted to know if there's any more things they can do in the community, and this will be one of them.
Okay. Kevin, we will take odds and bets on anyone falling out during the ceremony this time.
It's happened every time. There's at least one every time.
It has happened the last couple of times, yeah.
Locking me, locking me.
Yeah. And then the Pledge of Allegiance, I think I started that, I guess. I don't know. If everybody else would like to do that, sure welcome to it. And then the national anthem, who can get a hold of me?
We can contact him.
You can?
Yeah, and the mayor as well. I think the mayor is usually just someone from the city as a representation of the city to say a few words.
Okay.
It all, of course, depends on availability.
Okay.
I think his birthday's in November. That's the one we've had conflicts with.
And then the writer of the source again. I won't forget it this time. You know those people, right?
No, but I can find out. I think there's a phone number in here.
Okay.
I think Flora's been our contact on that, and we can kind of work through that.
Okay. And then we had the wreath laying. Terry Irby out of Turntime Jackson furnished the wreaths, and I can get a hold of her, and we'll get those again. And we'll get some of the Gold Star family members to bring them out.
Gretchen just left. Volunteers.
We're gonna add some people.
Four names. Just pull them out. So we've got Captain Carney Dolan, Sergeant First Class Michael Hamilton, Private Curtis E. Robertson, and Pedro. I think it was PFC, Pedro Yolando Perez.
Right. Okay, well, then you'll introduce those again this year.
Yeah, might have to get together with you. See if I can figure out this Curtis Foster guy. Or right, keep Curtis Robertson.
All right. We'll get with the company to get the engraving done. We'll need to get that started.
Yeah, unfortunately, we've written most of the names properly in here, but it's the first name, middle initial,
yes,
and the last name.
Yeah.
So on Pedro Yolando Perez, it would be Pedro Y. Perez.
Yeah. Make sure you write those down and give them to Ryan in the correct way they're supposed to be.
I don't know if we get a do-over on anything great.
We'll save a couple dollars by just using the middle initial.
Yeah. And do that again. And if anybody else, if y'all know anybody that's a family member or a good friend of somebody that's on the wall, tell them that they're sure welcome to come and be a reader. So, you know, that goes for, you know, anybody. So. And I think we had, about 30 last year. And I think there's about 30 pages. I can't remember exactly. But we're using the same book that we used in 2011. So I've just been adding to that. And so once I'm off the board, I'll leave that with you. And if that could be a tradition, use that same book over and over.
And we,
is there a way that we could take that sheet and maybe put it in a box underneath it or something? Because I remember people were having issues trying to put it back in the book.
Sure, we can do that.
Or something like
yeah,
that.
Yeah, absolutely.
You know what? We can make copies. Make copies, and that way they have a copy, and they feel like keeping it. It's the thing they read that could be their own little memento, and that way we're not. I mean, if you want to read them out of the book, I think that's
no, great. Let's use that, because that's what we've been doing
okay.
All the time. And I have them all in a plastic cover. And but yeah, we'll do that. We'll put a box there where they can slam it in. Yeah. Because you're right.
The wind,
and a lot of people are really nervous about doing that too. I see their hands shaking. Yeah, I help them off that step. And Zachary Bell, he said he would like to do it again.
We know how to get a hold of him.
Well, you know, I think I have his phone number. If not, what's his name that was on
Steve.
The board last
year?
Steve.
So we have the name of the director of, I don't know what CCSO is. That's not.
Colin County.
Well, that's usually sheriff's office, but this guy's from McKinney.
But I think I have his email address, and I'll check if I don't.
We got a phone number for an Isaac Gruber. Underneath Zachary's name, so we got.
Does he play the trumpet?
I don't know why we have his name in here, but he's under that category, so.
I don't know, but I'll check into
it. It looks like we have the name of the director of the school band.
Yeah, that you never know from year to year sometimes.
Yeah.
I believe he had, but he's still there. We can probably locate him one way or another. I'm not sure what grade he's in. I mean, this may be a few years we've used him. He maybe, I don't think he's graduated yet.
No, I don't think so. When I talked to him last time, I think he said he would like to continue doing it. So, but that's, I've had a few beers between now and then. So,
but what I was going to ask earlier is I wonder if we have, probably somewhere, how many names we started them all with. I'm sure you have it somewhere.
345.
Okay. It'd be interesting to see 100 and so we've added.
We're at 435 now?
436, I believe.
It's a moving target.
It's hard to keep up with that. I know. Yeah. But I think 436 is what we have. All right, so anybody else got anything else to say about the Memorial Day?
Just making sure it's going to be on the 27th, not the 28th, because I know this is last year's.
Right.
27th at 10 a.m.
It'll be the Saturday before Memorial Day. Is that the 27th?
Correct.
Okay. And at 10 a.m. Now, we're going to have porta potties.
We can get those.
Okay. Got a hot dog guy out there, some hot dogs.
Can't commercialize
them. I'll
be patriotic hot dogs. They're like
little. As long as he's giving them the chili dog man.
We can check on until they have to go through health care.
Yeah, one year we had them under that awning.
Yeah, that was not. We didn't we talked to you about that. Someone set up shop. And
is that what happened?
Yeah, I think it was done tastefully, but yeah, it wasn't.
I just remember being there. I wasn't on board at that time, and I remember being there. So.
Yeah, I think we scratched our heads, but didn't want to make a scene, and then I think it went off fine. It wasn't intrusive. And then we were on the sidewalk across the street.
Yeah. Well, you can't blame the guy trying to make a Anybody else think of anything else to mention that?
Want to see about something? By name, Kevin? What time?
10 o'clock.
10 o'clock.
10 a.m.
3 o'clock, 15 minutes prior to 10.
Okay.
15 minutes before 10. That's when it starts.
Right.
So can you have your motorcycle guys out there?
I can drive.
A whole bunch of them. Yes, go around and thank them, you know, whacking it out, you know, wrecking the tires.
Sure.
I don't know if any of you were there that year, we had someone in the parking garage revving up their motorcycle.
During the ceremony.
Yeah, that's right.
I don't think they knew.
No, no, no.
Make some noise.
No, I don't think it would mean anything, because he was.
All right.
He wouldn't.
Anything else?
High school junior.
All right, we're going to move on to okay, when we first built the park, we had those pedestals out there for all of the services. And we left the space open on that part of the ribbon on the southeast side. And we thought at the time there may be another service branch, but like Homeland Security, because at the time that was really going big. But now we actually do have another branch, the Space Force, which sounds kind of funny, don't it? You know?
Yeah.
And Ryan, I guess I'll have to leave it up to you to check in and see what we pay for those pedestals and what another one cost, you know?
It'll be sort of like replacing a piece of tile at your house. Well, hopefully not for it. They don't make that color anymore. Yeah, so we'll figure something out. But they have to engage a landscape architect or so. You know, Marty's got some experience there. We may be able to look at it, see what we do. Because it is decomposed and rented out to it. We'll have to get that. We'll have to figure out, yeah, getting the same size post and everything. I don't know that those things were custom for us, so they may be something we can just buy another one and look at it here. Again, I think Space Force is fully established now with the logo and everything, so I think it should be good.
Okay.
Yeah, that's something we just need to look on our side and see what it'll be.
Okay.
Yeah, we need to get a cost estimate of the whole thing and figure out what it is and how we can move forward.
Okay. Yeah, well, I think it's something that we need to do because that was in our original plans, and you know, I think we should go ahead and complete what we started. Hopefully there won't be another service branch added anytime soon.
I do have some for discussion to come on. I'm not against either word. How many names on the wall right now from Space Force?
How many names are on the wall?
From Space Force.
No.
Okay. And do we want to wait until there is a name? Because maybe Space Force hasn't gone away before there is a name.
No, because it is a branch of the service now.
They have
a boot camp, they have uniforms, they have officers, they have enlisted, they have everything. And
where do they go to the boot camp?
I think in San Antonio.
Yeah, Lackland. They're still piggybacking off the Air Force for boot camp and things like that. They do get it. Sworn into
or they do Zoom boot camp. but I think it's in San Antonio down where you guys are.
Yeah.
Where,
they're going to move to Cape Canaveral.
Mars.
So as far as I know, but anyway, it's a new branch, and they are there, and no, we don't have any people that have died yet, and the Space Force from Collin County. I don't know if we have anybody.
I don't know if anybody in the country and the nation. I mean, I don't think branch has had a fatality yet.
Yeah. So I don't know if we got anybody from Collin County and the Space Force, but it is there and it is a branch, and that was their intention when we first came up with the concept to honor all the branches. And so,
to that point, do we have anyone on the wall from Coast Guard?
From what?
The Coast Guard. I don't think so.
I didn't think so either.
I'm sorry.
We got a
Coast Guard. We have anybody on the wall
from the Coast Guard?
But they're not a military branch.
We have
an occasional military branch.
Now, this also brings up the flag plaza. I don't know about adding a hole. That may be a little more difficult.
Well, we have, no, because we have the POW MIA flag. could potentially swap that out, mm-hmm. but I'd hate to get rid of that POW in my flag, though.
We can do one of those, like Batman lights when it shines up in the sky. The Space Force, you know, and when it's cloudy, you can see it up there.
As long as it's not a laser pointed at a plane.
Yeah, laser. The laser thing, yeah. So, that's my best idea for that.
Holographic flag, that'd be awesome.
All right, so anybody else got anything to add about the Space Force? Mm-hmm. Anybody going to join? You going to join, guy?
No, sir. Right.
I think we have this one as a voting item to formally adopt. I guess it would be moving forward with...
Develop a plan and a budget.
So we'd wait for you to give us an update on that, or we go ahead and vote for it tonight?
I think go ahead and vote for it tonight. I mean, I don't see it being unattainable.
Okay.
So, yeah, we'll just come up with...
All right. Awesome. Everybody in favor of a pedestal for the Space Force, give a big old hell yeah.
Hell yeah.
Hell yeah.
How many hell yeahs was that?
Angel Will Robinson.
Opposed?
Opposed. Anybody opposed? Any communists or any communists? Grunts? Maybe some grunts would be opposed.
I think we missed a little bit there. We need a motion to approve it.
I made a motion.
Make a motion.
I second.
Everybody say aye.
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 I thought the hell yeah was. This
is not official.
I won't say Secretary mad at me.
All right. Well, that's all we have on the agenda. I wanted to bring up one other thing. I wanted to put together a handbook to the Memorial Board, and it would be a permanent part of the board. And we did that in our first Memorial Board, man. We had it, we put it together, and we had it, and it somehow it disappeared. And I don't know what happened to it, but we had everything in there that we wanted to say about the memorial. And so I'd like to do that again, and this time, you can put it in lock and key in there in Ryan's office or something.
Ryan, I have a question actually. Is there any kind of shared drive that the board has that stuff like that doesn't get stored on so it doesn't get lost?
We have internal city drives that are for storage. You can only access them with the city login and access to the network. We don't have anything that the board shares and that. I don't know if any of the boards do. I mean, go look into that and see. I don't know how much we have usage of it. Maybe something we might be able to do externally on Google Doc.
Do you have access to a drive if we have documents?
Yes.
For longer purposes in the case.
Yeah, we've got a folder on the network for this board, and we save all these. Everything here that you've seen is actually saved in there. So
right.
We can keep records of that.
Well, what I'd like to do is have an actual physical book.
Yeah.
And so, when there's a new board member, when there's a whole new board, they'll have something they can put through and all. And what I envisioned in there was, and the back part of it, was a copy of the book, the Wall of Honor, because it has how the memorial came about. It's got all the names listed, all the bios, and everything you need to know about it to this present day. And what I'd like to add in front of
me. And then they have to take a test before they
what I'd like to add in the front part of it is just the things in there like the requirements, the requirement to be included on the wall. I'd like to put in there the dates. I know they had a couple of boards before us, they kind of changed the dates around when they had the Veterans Day thing and all. And I want to put that down on paper and get that, you know, where it's either. And what we decided on was the closest Saturday to Veterans Day.
And before.
And if it fell on Wednesday, it'd be on the Saturday. And so, you know, I'd like to have that put on paper. And so the future board, they won't have to discuss it and all. They would say, well, okay, here's where it's supposed to be. And I'd like for you to write up a description of the Gold Star Memorial and maybe put some names of those faces on there. And so that's something that doesn't get lost in the future. And Brian, what I'd like for you to do is add something in there about the time capsule, about how it's buried and the best way to get it out. So in 2061, they're not scratching their heads going, wow, how the hell did we get this out of there?
Which side we put it in?
A small crane.
It's just something for me to go by.
So we'll put a mortar shell on top of that just in case.
Well, fortunately, we got the mortar on there.
So they'll know what's down there. And they know it's going to take a couple of big guys to pull it out, you know.
The one thing about that, and I think to Seth's point, we can print something like that, but a few of the things you said means it's going to have to be edited for the future. So we'll need a copy of it digitally saved on our drive because bios and people added to it and board. And it would be nice that when we do it, probably that we're handing it maybe every October and have the new board's names on there that are starting that October. I'm not certain about this, and our council member might be able to correct me on it, but I know council can't bind future councils to things like the date. So we previously had a board set a date. This board changed that date. You can't bind future boards for changing that date. And it wouldn't be anything obscure. It would look like they're going to have it in April. But yeah, so I think though putting it down to be what it was when this board decided it.
Okay, maybe more of a guideline.
Yeah, I think that would be the other thing. We've got to do some calls that can go to the board for them to change that.
Yeah,
so.
But I want to make sure that in the future, names don't get put up there that don't deserve to be put up there.
I think that's actually in our.
We had a lot of problems with that during when we first started putting names up there. We got calls from people. Well, my dad, he died. He was in World War II. Can we get his name up there? You know, so well, is he killing it tomorrow? Well, no, but he served, he still got his name up there. So we had a lot of that, you know, a lot of people were very upset. And I remember one city council person who was Hispanic just raved at me that there should be more Hispanic names on that wall, you know. And I told her, I said, wait, if you find some, I said, there's two up there. I said, if you find any more that were killed while in the service, we'll gladly put them up there. But we're not going to put them up there just because you're on the city council and you're Hispanic and you think that should be up on there, you know.
I believe that the requirements that the board set forth for, I don't know if they predated the board, the requirements for it are in our bylaws or so. We're going to look at that. And I think that's in there. I don't think that can be changed either. That actually might be from council who said that before. So we would have to go to vote then to do that.
Yeah, and but
they might be able to set a date for the memorial that can't be changed.
And we made it clear that if a person later on in years died from Agent Orange or PTSD or something related, something like that, that no, they're not eligible. You had to die while in the service or something directly related. A bad wound, you got discharged and you died with that wound. Now we got four names on there that fit that.
Do the branches of the service have a designation for that as well?
Yes.
Okay. So I think the default of that, I think we're good, yeah.
Yeah, it's the death certificate. Right. And what was the kid's name from Allen?
Jacob Hayes.
Jacob Hayes. He was
he got an IED.
He got a head injury in Iraq, and he got out and he was a fireman in Allen.
And he developed epilepsy.
What?
He developed epilepsy from his head injury. The Marine Corps discharged him medically.
Yes.
And it was an epileptic seizure.
He was a fireman and he died a little bit after that. And we got his death certificate and it said that it was caused from his wounds.
Yeah.
And so that was good enough for us.
Right.
And so, as far as the Agent Orange, I mean, I'm 100% of Agent Orange. If I die from that, I don't expect to be on there, you know. And the way we figured it is, all these guys were young, they never got a chance to raise a family and all that stuff, but the rest of us did. And so that's good enough, you know, it's good enough for me. And so anyway, that's...
We got a couple guys from World War I that died of exposure
directly related.
Yeah, yeah. So like I say, you can make it real clear, easy link.
Right. We have three of them.
Which is not easy most of the time.
So anyway, if y'all be thinking about it, there's anything y'all would think of that you'd like to put in the guidebook that I hadn't thought about, well, this next time we'll talk. Can you put that on the agenda, Karen? And next time we'll talk about it, and I'll have everything written down that I want to say. And so, as far as anybody else got anything to add about anything at all, or any future things, or any bitching and moaning? You're always bitching and moaning.
I did want to share something, if I could, real quick. So, when I first got here a couple years ago, there was a kind of a memorial bench program going out there in the city. It was backed by someone who wasn't here anymore, so I kind of went and just shut it down so I could revamp it and rebrand it. We're getting close to getting that out there. We kind of rebranded it as a tribute program, so if you wanted a bench plaque or tree, because that's kind of the popular thing, you get a memorial bench track, bench or tree, we're going to come out as a tribute program. As we're going through our web pages and trying to figure out how to link everything together, you know, this board has the papers, and that's something that people pay to get to. It's a tribute to something. We may be looking on our side of the website how to link those up so it's all under the same umbrella of bench, plaque, papers, yeah. That kind of stuff. Maybe it's more hits more sites or stuff like that. So I don't know if that's just something that's more of an FYI. Okay. I could maybe kind of place it differently.
When you put a bench out there, you're going to put somebody's name on it?
So I think the determination years ago was that now that the memorial, we're not going to do that. Yeah. So, but
yes.
What Marty's saying is that under that web page,
yes.
People will be presented with the options of doing those things where they can go a tree, they can go a bench. Oh, there's also the papers. So basically presenting to folks as those.
Yeah, things. And the way we had corporations that wanted to put stuff out there, but they wanted their logo on it. And we told them, said, we'd love to have you out there, but if you want to put it out there, it's because you want to do a patriotic thing and not because you want to
market,
promote your brand. And so we said no commercialization whatsoever out there, you know. And that's one thing that our first board that we came up with. And hopefully that'll stand, you know, because I sure wouldn't want to see a bench out there with the Dairy Queen sign.
And that's what we're doing right now. We're trying to get the wording correctly so we're not getting every Tom, Dick, and Harry to sing with whatever they want to do and put some parameters and stuff like that. Because I look on a webpage today for what we want to do. If I want to get a paper, this is what it looks like today, and you can get to that. It's got the McKinney, Texas logo, everything like that. We would probably try to find a way to link them all as a tribute or a paper or whatever, just because it's easier for someone to look in one spot than two or three spots to find. So there may just be some remixing up on that.
Yeah, if a corporation wanted to spend some money and do something out there, then you could give them credit on your webpage, right? And what we did to some of the people that donated a lot of money, like some of the big corporations, we had plaques made up of black granite that was exactly like the wall, and it had their name on it and said thank you for your contribution, all that, and we gave it to them. And so, you know, they could hang it on their wall in their office or whatever, but not out at the park. And we can always do that, you know, if they want to donate a certain amount of money. We'll have something to give them, but you know, we'll come up with whatever you want to come up with and present them with that. And so,
great.
Okay. This one, okay. Can we get another flag for the golf tournament coming up?
Thanks, so.
Okay.
Yeah.
Can we get that next meeting?
Yeah, it's one of those things that I remember years ago. Trouble getting some flags, so I don't think that's the case now. We'll get a new flag and we can take the one down and put it right there.
Okay.
It's been flown, I'm not sure how often, but it replaces it. I don't think they throw any of it. I don't think they do anything with those. That's
Because we got the golf tournament coming up on when is it, Craig?
The 22nd.
If we have two, do you want two or do you want just one? Or? I think what we did last time. I don't remember.
One. We got one.
Did one?
No, just one.
Okay.
That's all we get.
Yeah. I think we presented Tim with one when he retired at the city.
Okay. Tim just had a stack of them back
there. Yeah, we've kept them for instances like this.
It's a good prize for last time, and also I sent everybody an email about the Vietnam Day on March the 21st down at the Love Field thing, and anyway, Colin is going to be part of that. He's got a display of Vietnam veteran portraits. Can you tell us about that? What's going on?
So yeah, we're going to have. Vietnam veterans are going to pin the Vietnam commemorative anniversary lapel pin for those that don't have one. Keith Self's going to speak. Alan Clark's going to speak. Alan is a Vietnam veteran, lost both his legs in Vietnam. The mayor of Dallas. I think there's going to be somebody from some Vietnamese guy speaking as well. I don't know the details.
Probably Frank's. His dad was a general.
No, his name is Nate something. Nate Dong Man or something like that.
Was he on our side?
Yeah.
Check.
And at any rate, I'm going to be featuring an exhibit. RD's one of them, of Vietnam veterans. Portraits kind of tell their stories, and so it's free to the public, and I think it starts at 10 o'clock on Tuesday, the 21st. Like to, especially those of you guys that were there, that's what it's for.
Okay.
Yeah, on my plaque it says they spent a lot of time at the PX.
March 21st. It's at the Frontiers of Flight Museum in Dallas. It's at Love Field.
If you haven't been there, it's
that's a really neat place. And they have the museum there with the airplanes hanging from the ceiling. And it's really cool.
So
his paintings are absolutely spectacular.
Yeah.
They are well worth looking at.
Pass that around.
Yeah. All right. Does anybody else got anything to say?
I want to see this. That's what Colin's doing. Pass it around.
I even created a logo for RD's unit.
Who is that?
Your
driver. I have that screen.
Yeah, doors open on your teams.
Thank you.
Frontiers of Flying.
Okay.
Nathan,
fall back.
We'll see his eyes.
Yeah.
Is that your friend or is that
your friend? Well,
that's
Tim is a young Marine
with a bandolier.
And that's me with a warrior man.
The guys around him are his buddies.
Yeah, they're all McKinney boys that died in Vietnam. All of us. All I went to high school with.
That's fantastic.
Well, does anybody else have anything at all to add to this meeting whatsoever? All right, well, I want to thank Kara for doing a great job tonight.
You're welcome.
Thank all the city boys for being here.
Yeah, motion to adjourn.
Motion to adjourn.
Yeah.
Second. Okay. So I make a motion that this meeting be adjourned.
Second.
Aye.
Everybody in favor? All right, we're going. It's good to see everybody.